Yeah, Director Kirschman, you're going to be the last agenda item for us for the day for the license sales update.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, Tom Kirschman, Wildlife Division Director. I'm not sure I can follow up those comments, but last item we have on your agenda here is respect to license sales update, and I will keep this relatively brief. Honestly, in the grand scheme of things, that's your last page in your booklet. Not a lot of change from a month ago's report in respect to license sales. The one in general comment that I would make is that in a few, both on the resident and non-resident side, we actually caught up or gained a little ground compared to last month to this month, which is a positive thing. On the resident side, we still see strong sales on those combination licenses, even the small game licenses there as well. The one area that we still are tracking behind a little bit would be on those annual fishing licenses. Our communication staff continues to work in doing outreach to our anglers out there. Again, talking about those wonderful opportunities that exist, the quality fishing that we have here in South Dakota, and we're making some grounds there. On the non-resident side, again, things are real strong there as well. Annual fishing license sales, in particular, when you compare to the three-year average and even last year, is way up and holding very strong. Our one-day fishing license sales, again, compared to that three-year average, is significantly higher. Again, some of those two items there might be attributed to the elimination of those family fishing licenses on the non-resident side, but we'll do some further evaluation in that. But you know, again, that was all part of our package of streamlining for youth and getting people in the outdoors. Again, what I would offer, though, in general, license sales are going strong. We talked earlier on the Go Outdoors that we just completed the elk drawing application process. Now we go into the big deer. We're going to have antelope coming up and those things. And so those will play into a big role also on the bottom there in respect to the habitat stamp. Revenues and licenses are coming in there a little bit behind from comparison to last year, but all in all, doing very well. Close to for 2022 revenue right now in respect to the habitat stamp is just under $3 million. And again, those habitat projects that we've talked about and access projects are paying great dividends to our sportsmen and women out there, and we'll continue to see those as well. So look forward to see how things continue to progress in license sales as we get closer to fall. Fully anticipate more of those small game license sales will start ramping up compared to where we are right now in the calendar itself. Things are still going very well, and again, we'll just continue to provide you updates as we go through the summer and into the fall, where we will see some major changes here as well. So with that, Mr. Chair, we'll certainly try to entertain any questions from you or other commissioners.
And any questions for Tom? I would just say, Tom, you know, they keep saying we've had a few bumps in the road with our new system, but I think that the fact that we're seeing, you know, record license applications for elk and deer is a testament to the change might be working in the right direction. So we'll work through it, and someday we'll all look back and laugh.
No question about that, Mr. Chairman. Again, these licenses here are those are the quote-unquote over-the-counter, right, and going in and buying your fishing licenses, your small game licenses, and that piece has been working very well all the way since we did the implementation of it. More of those speed bumps, if I may, have been more on those lottery draws, and we continue to work through those and gaining great progress on them as well. So excellent point. Thank you, sir.
Secretary Roebling on the session.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a quick question for you, Tom. I hate to put you on the spot, but we don't meet until now at the end of August, early September. Can you just give the commission and those listening in kind of a synopsis of what we expect for a pheasant outlook and kind of the conditions we're seeing?
Sure.
That is obviously a lot of excitement in the air for our upcoming pheasant season. So if you could just give us a pheasant outlook, that'd be great.
Sure. Thank you, Secretary Roebling. You know, I think we're sitting in a really, really good spot right now when it comes to pheasant hunting and pheasant production out there right now. None of us would lie and disagree. We were having conversations about 4 months ago concerned about drought and what is that potential implications for pheasant production out there. Fortunately, since three, four months ago, we've seen some significant rainfall across the state, in particular in that primary pheasant range. Habitat conditions look fantastic out there right now. certainly there's always concern this time of the year of all the haying activity goes on, but that is nothing new. That's something that happens. It coincides with that pheasant hatch and those new broods coming out there. But in the grand scheme of things, habitat conditions look great. So whether it's finalizing those initial nest attempts or re-nest attempts, we're going to have quality habitat out there. With the great habitat conditions, we're going to have good brood habitat where those hens are going to be raising those young. And with the lush habitat out there, what comes with that are high numbers of bugs and insects, which is that primary food source for those young broods, those first till 4 to 6 weeks in particular. So from that piece of it, things look really, really good right now for pheasant production and survival for those young broods. Every year we're going to have re-nest attempts. We've had some significant storm events across all of South Dakota, not just in pockets. The great thing about those are typically those birds, as they get a little bit older, can survive those type of events. Very localized events can certainly have an impact on bird numbers, but when you look at it from a statewide perspective, really don't see or forecast a negative impact to pheasant production out there. So I guess what I would offer to the folks listening in and looking ahead, very positive, very optimistic of what we're seeing out right there right now, just because of the rain events and what that has done for habitat conditions. And we would anticipate that those things will carry into the fall. So great to have rain, because it always has that impact on the necessary habitat for nesting and brood survival and raising those young chicks out there. And I would say things look beyond fantastic right now.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
That concludes our business for today. Before I give Secretary Roebling the last word, I would just say that last week we hosted the MAFWA conference at Custer State Park, which, if it was said once, it was said 1,000 times, is probably the one of the nicest state parks in the country. I don't think we were saying that to rub it into our guests from other states, but we were just pointing out the obvious. But we had over a dozen different directors and different department heads, staffers from multiple states and federal divisions, and our staff put on some of the best presentations that were part of the conference. And so I was really proud, too, and I think maybe I don't want to steal Secretary Roebling's thunder, but we won a really nice award and got a nice tip of the hat there, too. And our staff did a great job both organizing the event and hosting the event. It was really fun. It's hard to condense down into a 3-minute speech how unique that opportunity was for me to participate in, but it was certainly well worth the few days out of the schedule it took to be there, and so appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, for those kind words, and I do want to echo that. I mean, we did have a phenomenal conference, and kudos to all the staff that were involved with that. And the joke was, it's hard to screw up a conference in Custer State Park because it's Custer State Park. So what a beautiful venue, what a beautiful setting, what a great few days with directors. And yeah, they all enjoyed it. And I just can't thank staff enough for all their efforts and hard work in putting that conference together and having a very successful event. Just wanted to say thank you to the commissioners here for attending the field trips that we went on. I know you had to come in an extra day early, but I feel like they're very valuable. I want to thank all the hatchery staff. I want to thank the staff up there at Rocky Point. Great field trips, great presentations, and just a great time to spend with staff and get an idea as to what's out there in the western part of the state. So thank you for those staff. What great presentations once again. I mean, there's so much stuff going on all the time within the department, and we went through a lot of things this morning, went through a lot of things yesterday afternoon, and just can't thank staff enough for the great presentations. Now, we don't meet until August 31st, September 1st is our next meeting, so we have a little reprieve here. There's no August meeting, so if there's anything that comes up along the way, please give us a shout out and let us know. And also, if there's things you want to see on the next agenda, please let us know as well. But thank you, everyone, and have a great summer. We're into the dog days of summer, they call it, and the 100-degree days are around the corner, it seems. So we'll bear through that, but it's sure good to see some moisture. So thank you, Mr. Chairman, and the rest of the commission.
Thank you. If there aren't any last comments from any of the commissioners, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. Sorry.
Been a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We're adjourned.